This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
People in cars, when you're blowing them, it's only 3.7 inches.
Wow.
I got two words for you. Fake vagina. I got 1.6 inches.
I love the giant vagina.
There's you do that at 12. Give me some girth.
I am getting abused in the back door. Because we've all been backdoored a time or two, and it rips your guts out. Barbecue and eat me.
I just never have had a problem with it being slow and long.
I always look at yours and I kind of chuckle at how small it is. God, that was great.
Wow.
Mike Lynch.
Hey-o.
Greatness. Greatness.
It's his tapestry.
We deserved that.
Yes, we did.
That was good. Hey. Well, we got a break. We always go along with Joey. Damn it. I blame Joe Harrington.
Well, sure.
For cutting into the club.
He's not here, so nuts to you. Although I would like to get this in real quick. I just saw a correction.
I'm the Andy Reid of sports radio clock management.
On a political story. This is a legit correction. A previous version of the story misstated that Senator Ted Cruz was seen wearing a pin featuring a QAnon symbol. It was later discovered that this was not a QAnon pin, but a Doritos snack chip stuck to his suit.
Is that right?
That's a legit retraction. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
That's real?
Yes.
God. What is happening?
Someone put, that's the correction of the century. Yes.
What kind of Dorito?
Yes, it is. I don't know. It just says that Doritos.
It better be Cool Ranch.
A Doritos. Well, I don't know what the QAnon pin color is.
Well, let's take a look.
Cool Ranch and Nacho Cheese are still somewhat similar in color. They just have very different taste.
Why would you
advertise? They're not similar in color.
I thought they were both like.
No, the Cool Ranch is more of a. It's actually like the color of the chip with some spices on there, where the nacho chip is orange.
Okay.
Two totally different chips.
I haven't had Doritos in a while, but for some reason I thought they were similar enough where it was just the flavor difference.
No. Come on, Mike. Be better than that.
I haven't had Doritos in years, okay?
You haven't had Doritos in years?
That's kind of a weird thing to say.
I don't really like Doritos that much.
What?
Except for Cool Ranch. It's the only one that I accept.
Again, this is like Mike's bathrobe. Every now and then we're like going to break and he just is like, by the way, I use a robe instead of a towel. You don't like Doritos? What are you, communist?
They're not bad. I just like other chips better.
That's what leads to storming the Capitol, Mike. First thing you're saying, you don't like Doritos. Next thing you know, you hate America, and now you're storming the Capitol.
I see here where Amazon has pulled down all the QAnon pins. But why would you advertise QAnon? Like, you know what I mean? Like, hello?
I don't.
Well, because people believe
in
that stuff.
Well, and people
right.
buy.
So they'll look at you and be like, hey, that person agrees with my stupid takes.
I feel like Amazon will sell just about anything.
Yeah, but it's kind of, isn't QAnon like, wouldn't that be like kind of advertising that you're a white supremacist or something? And along the same lines of, you don't really want to advertise that? Or do people think that
no,
they do?
I think the QAnon
I think
people...
it's changed.
Yeah, the QAnon people don't... like. There's members of Congress now that are QAnon supporters.
Yeah.
You know, the shaman dude is literally like, he's the QAnon shaman.
Well, that doesn't mean that it's, like, not stupid. Like, let's not normalize this.
No.
No, but there are people
but
that
I think the point is that people think it's normalized enough where they can promote their QAnon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just so
also, to be completely honest, we've seen people promoting their white supremacy.
Well, that's true. You had the Camp Auschwitz guy at the...
Yeah, that had the freedom through work.
But these are
yeah.
these really
and there was
people,
all the
though?
6MWE, which was 6 million wasn't enough, shirts were worn all over the place, too.
At that? At the Capitol?
Yeah.
Thing? Really?
A.K.A. 6 million Jews was not
boy,
enough.
These peeps. Man.
It's a really great time right now.
It is.
QAnon, man, it's a thing.
It's a cult.
Go figure. Yeah, but cults have been around
where
forever.
Where were we? Oh, Ted Cruz?
Doritos.
Yeah, Ted Cruz had to have a retraction printed because someone thought he was wearing a QAnon pin, and it turns out he just had a Dorito.
What if it really was a QAnon pin, and he realized it would look worse if it wasn't, so he had to retract it to
My
retract
guess
it.
Is someone just zoomed in on it and was like, dude, that's a Dorito. Someone's like, whoops. It's like a flaming hot Cheeto that looked like Jesus. You're like, oh, I'm not a fan of the you know, the religion thing. I like Cheetos. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess if you told me what is on Ted Cruz's lapel, mm-hmm. a QAnon pin or a Dorito, it's 50-50.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I'm not going to judge anyone. Who hasn't had a Dorito, a rogue Dorito? Like, you drop it and you can't find it. You don't know where that thing's at.
Yeah, I got some in my car.
I mean, it happens.
I remember when I dropped him down there, I'm like, damn it, I got to go get that. Because I hate that. It just
exactly.
drives me crazy.
You just know it's like
and
a,
I
like,
know it's in there.
Like when a spider like leaves your view, you're like, it's in here somewhere, but you can't see it.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get that tonight.
You're
I'm going to go in there tonight.
Are you
going
to go fish out the Dorito?
Yeah.
You're going to eat it?
No, you
won't. You're right, I'm wrong. And no, I'm not going to eat it.
Are you certain about that? How long has it been in there?
Long time.
You're going to save it for later?
Long time.
What's the rule? Like, you drop something on the floor of your car. What is the...
Never touch it ever again.
Ooh, ever?
Of the car? Under the driver? Like, the driver's side?
Like
mine's
anywhere.
Filthy.
Never.
Yeah, you just say like, it's a no-go?
Seat in between the legs? Oh, that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
But on the ground anywhere?
But it hits the floor. You're immediately... It's
out.
It's a
never
no-go.
Never touching it.
Out. Well, what is it?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm pretty strict with my...
Is it a burger?
I think there's some wiggle room here. You just got a McDonald's double cheeseburger meal.
I dropped the whole thing?
No, you've eaten one cheeseburger, so you're not starving, but you've been counting on that second cheeseburger. It goes on the ground.
See, the problem with cheeseburgers is there's enough wet on it that it'll pick up stuff off the ground. Like, if you drop, like, an M&M on the ground of your car...
How dirty is the floor of your car?
Mine's pretty dirty.
Is it?
On the driver's
what's on
side?
The bottom of your shoes?
Yeah, there's a lot of mud.
Every day.
A lot of mud
well,
lately.
Yes, but my feet aren't, like...
My golf
the,
shoes...
My feet aren't all over there. I'm not just rubbing my feet willy-nilly.
When you get into your car, your feet are elsewhere on the mat, and then when you're driving, they're in the normal spot. If it's a dry item, it feels safer to eat off the floor because nothing has attached itself to it that you can see.
A cheeseburger bun is not a dry item?
If you drop the cheeseburger, the ketchup is on the side, the patty's a little bit moist, things are being picked
Look,
up.
I'm looking at Rob Knight right now. I think he eats that cheeseburger.
Random dog hair in your burger.
It depends.
Is more likely to, if you drop the first, like you drop both cheeseburgers, you've had no cheeseburger, or you've eaten one and now you've got a taste for the second one.
Or do you just rip the section off that hit the ground and eat the rest of it?
You take the bun off. And
there's
fold.
That. I'll tell you this. I will inspect that SOB. I'll be taking a close look at that.
I guess I'm imagining it lands on its side.
Before I announce what I'm going to do, I also might go back to McDonald's and just get another one. They're 99 cents. I have an extra 99 cents to spare.
Yeah, but then you got to turn back around. You got to deal with the drive-thru again.
Pain in the ass, but it might be worth it.
You want that cheeseburger. I'm just saying. I
By
don't
the
know.
Way, multiple texters with me. They don't like Doritos that much.
Really?
Last chip they'll get. Or
I didn't know that
I'll
was
only
a
get Cool Ranch.
I didn't know that was a take. I thought everybody liked Doritos.
Yeah,
I don't.
Do you like QAnon too?
No. Did you not hear anything I said
Mike,
about it?
Mike, are you storming the Capitol? No. Is that what's going? Are you going
Were
down
you
to
there,
Salem
Mike?
Right now?
Were you there?
Where were you?
No. Sorry.
Did you see the...
I was too busy.
Did you see the private jet lady that was there?
Yeah, she's busted now.
So this bimbo from Texas.
She's a realtor.
She flies on a private jet to the U.S. Capitol, whatever you call that.
Try to no-fly list that, yeah. Government.
And then she advertises it on her social media and takes pictures, like selfies of herself, like doing the fish lip thing.
Yeah,
like
she
the,
said it was the best
oh, I'm
day
so
of
sexy.
She live streamed too.
Yeah, and then they arrested her.
She's now been arrested. I'm trying to think, like, what would we're watching that, and then all of a sudden there's like shirtless Mike on the steps of the Capitol.
Yeah, what
like,
if you
what?
Saw somebody in there you knew?
You're like, oh my, what?
I think a lot of people probably did.
Yeah, I mean,
you think so?
They're
yes.
like, oh my God, that's Frank.
Frank?
Boy, I'm trying to think of who would be like the strangest person, and it might be one of you two.
Wait.
It's me. I'm Jewish. It's me.
What does that? What does a Jewish have to do with anything?
Oh, I don't know. Most of the people who go there hate Jews.
Do they?
Did you see Camp Auschwitz?
Well, I did see
Camp. Did you see the 6 million wasn't enough?
I did see Camp Auschwitz,
I mean, it's
Auschwitz,
not the most
guys.
Diverse group, Sook.
No, that's true. I just don't know if... Can we say that they all hate the Jews? I don't know.
Not all.
But some. Yeah, you did have the two. I did see. We know that at least two.
There were more than two.
By the way, yes, there were. Camp Auschwitz guy was the most central casting human being of all time.
Did they catch that guy yet?
Yeah, they caught that guy.
I love that they're picking off these rubes.
As I said, it's my favorite thing in the world now is just watching the daily videos of them getting arrested. It's wonderful.
My favorite was the t-shirt site that had Camp Auschwitz pulled it afterwards and was like, oh, we're so sorry we had this on our website.
I didn't know.
I didn't realize how offensive this was.
I thought Auschwitz was a place upstate. I didn't know. I thought it was up near the Adirondacks.
All right.
And someone's saying Doritos make great nachos. Yes, they do.
Oh, I've never done that.
Oh.
Really? Cool Ranch or nacho cheese?
Either way. But get yourself some like ground beef or whatever, chicken, whatever kind of meat you want. Hmm. And then you sprinkle the cheese on there, maybe some green onion.
That's a good idea.
If you want to make homemade nachos, kick it up a notch and use Doritos. Or like a nice kettle chip, because that's what they do at like 10 Barrel.
I like my Juanitos, though.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Those are good.
Local chips.
I'm just saying, sometimes you want to change it up a little bit.
Also, there's that company that also comes in red bags that's from Vancouver. Those are really good, too. I've seen those around.
Is that the one with like the stripes on it?
Well, that's Juanitas. The other one has like a woman on it. That one's really good, too.
Yeah, solid, Juanitas is a great chip.
Yeah, solid tortilla chip.
All right, well, we got a break.
Someone said Mike would just be there in his Cannon Beach t-shirt. Just representing Cannon Beach.
His cargo shorts. We must break. When we get back, I've got two stories. We've got the Post Malone Croc story. And I would like to tell you how young people and rich people are jumping the COVID vaccine lines. That's coming up. It's Club 1080 on The Fan. Someone texted and said he's having an argument with this lady. When he says Doritos, she says it's not the nacho ones. She says it's the original tortilla chip.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Didn't they used to have...
They do. They You can have
You
them.
Can still
yeah,
buy
you
those?
Can still
I've
buy
never heard of those before.
Yeah, they have them, and it's just a plain tortilla chip. But
oh
no one, and I mean no one, when they refer to Doritos, is talking about the plain tortilla chip.
No one.
That's ridiculous.
It really is.
But yes, they do have those, where you can get them in
the I remember plain. That was the original Dorito, but I just thought they discontinued it because no one cared about it. Because nacho cheese and Cool Ranch are so much better.
Absolutely. And then you got the taco ones that are tasty. You got like a sweet chili.
Salsa verde.
Yeah. There's so many better options.
I like Doritos.
No one buys the Dorito plain chip.
If you had to get rid of Doritos or kettle chips, which chips do you get rid of? Wiped off the earth.
Ooh. I hate to do this because I do love kettle chips. The New York cheddar is just wonderful, but the kettle chips have got to go.
I had no idea kettle was from here.
What?
It's like in Salem. Or at least that's what the back of the bag said when I last had one.
You serious?
Yeah. I was surprised.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I mean, it could be like the local distribution center, I suppose, but I saw that. I was like, huh, that's interesting.
You know what? I'm going to get rid of Doritos, man. Of
Are
the
you
two.
Really?
Yeah, because Kettle has more cool flavors.
Yeah, they got like 30 flavors, but I'm sorry, but of those 30 flavors, there's only like 4 or 5 that are worth a damn.
They have 30 flavors?
They have 30 flavors.
Yeah, I like the. I just like the main ones. Like, New York cheddar is delicious.
New York cheddar is my favorite.
Backyard barbecue is really good.
They got a good salt and just a salt and pepper one. That's not. Boy, now you're making me rethink this decision.
Well, if Doritos had more awesome flavors, I'd probably go with them, but they just don't.
Yeah, but here's the
thing.
They
have two.
How many? No, they got more.
Well, I know, but two good ones, two main ones, you know.
How many of the flavors do you really eat of the kettle chips?
Four.
Okay.
Backyard barbecue, New York cheddar, jalapeno. My wife always buys the jalapeno ones.
Yeah.
And then honey Dijon.
Okay, so you got four. And so you're going with Doritos. You only go with the two? Because I would say that the
I'm getting rid of Doritos.
I would say the four Dorito flavors, which would be Cool Ranch, the original nacho cheese. I'm going to go with the sweet chili and the taco or the salsa verde. That's a better lineup than the four or five best kettle chips. It's just that Kettle has so many other options, but you never eat any of them.
Well, that's not true.
I'm not eating the fiery Thai or the Himalayan salt, the chili lime. I never get that.
I'm not interested in convincing you. I have said my piece.
And yeah, kettle chips are from Salem.
And if you like the sea salt and vinegar, go right to hell.
If you said, what are the greatest things from Salem? Is that number one?
It probably is number one.
Is there anybody famous from Salem?
Yeah, kettle chips.
I mean, they were purchased by a bigger company, so it's not like they're only from there anymore.
But they came out of Salem?
Well, and if you go to their website, I was looking, all of the farms they use, like 90% of them are from Oregon and Washington.
That makes me feel even better.
It's a local chip.
So you got to get rid of the Doritos now.
Yeah. See, I know you're making me reconsider this whole thing. And honestly, this may be the tilting point. As I'm sitting here right now, I'm kind of hungry. It's getting to the end of the show. I wish I had some chips, and you know what chip I wish I had right now? The New York cheddar.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a nostalgia thing that I'm saying Doritos because I'm sitting here and I do not. If you put a Cool Ranch and a New York cheddar, I'm going with the New York cheddar. That's what I'm
craving.
Do you
know why? And you know why the reason I don't like Doritos is they put too much GD flavor on there.
Wow.
Stop.
Well, no, the New York cheddar is like this nice light chip that has a good flavor. It's not overpowering. It's easy to eat a lot of them. The Doritos, you have like three and you're like, oh,
dude,
my God.
I love it. Cool Ranch needed to do that in order to keep pace.
Yeah,
like
sorry.
Cool Ranch needed to add more Cool Ranch flavor,
yes,
and they
I'd rather have
yes.
more balance than an overwhelming dustiness of nacho
cheese.
Sorry,
there's too much flavor and deliciousness for you, Mike.
And sometimes there's too much flavoring.
Mike, you bitch.
Wow.
Mike's
I
just
guy,
wanted to say
Mike's
that.
Mike's the guy on when he gets nachos, and he's like, there's a little too much cheese and topping on this. Can you tone it down?
That's definitely not
Mike.
True.
You did storm the Capitol. I'm convinced you hate America.
QAnon guy.
I mean, seriously, I'm convinced that you hate America.
Well, I hate Doritos, so.
All right, well, now we have to break, and then we only have time for one story, so I'm going to Post Malone can screw off.
Okay.
I want to tell you guys about the people who are circumventing the COVID vaccine system.
Yeah, these guys.
Let's talk about this.
Line cutters.
We'll do that next. So here's Mike Swartz.
The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, well, the COVID vaccines are, you know, kind of being rolled out a little slow.
Yeah, I would say so, and some are just flat out missing, and it turns out that the national stockpile doesn't exist, so, we're fine.
Yeah, has anybody asked the question of, I don't know, why?
Does it really matter at this point? We couldn't have bungled this any worse.
Well, there are still people who are not old or who are not in healthcare. Or who have not been approved to get the vaccine.
Yeah, or getting it.
Who are getting it. And you may ask, well, how? Because it doesn't seem to be terribly easy to do that, I would think.
For a while, it seemed to be pretty hard just to get a test, let alone the vaccine.
Right, and I would think that, you know, you roll into one of these vaccine, you know, setups, and they would they'd want to know who you are.
There's some sort of protocol.
Proof, right? Well, there's a couple different ways. This was in the Daily Beast. the first thing is, because the Pfizer vaccine needs to be frozen at such low temperatures,
yeah.
Once they get those suckers ready to inject into an old flabby arm, by the end of the day, like, they can't refreeze them.
Okay.
Right? So they what happens is a lot of these people, and these are young people, like there was this woman in Queens that they were talking about, her name is Hannah, She basically just stands outside the hospital
and waits.
And waits. And at the end of the day, they know this because she posted this on Facebook, and then she was asking other people, "Hey, do you do this too?" And other people are like, "Oh yeah, that's all you have to do is you have to go to the hospital." And now don't do this, people.
Please.
Wait your turn. But she said she would stand outside the hospital. She said it was kind of stupid to do that. She felt like a crackhead out there waiting for some smack. But they have to throw them out. If they didn't get to everyone, or there wasn't enough people there to give the vaccines to,
yeah,
they will get thrown out. So she got one. They gave her one. She was just like, "Hey, don't throw it out. Put it in my arm." And they're like, "Okay."
Well, let me ask you this then.
So she is already in line to get her next, get the second dose.
Can I ask though? Because my first thought was, yeah, I'm with you. Don't do that. But
is that so bad?
I don't think that's bad.
Well,
that's not necessarily, to me, that's not necessarily cutty, right? Because if that vaccine, if it's going to go to waste. Now, if there's another old person out there like, "Hey, give it to me," and that you're
dying over here.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, my daughter is very concerned about this. She thinks that she has a bad immune system. I know she's been sick before, but she just is like taking this very, very seriously. But she's young. She's like 23. But if you told her she could get the vaccine, she would 100% do it, like tomorrow. If she did this, I wouldn't have a problem. I'm like, if you just stand outside the hospital or wherever, you know, the facility, and they're going to throw it away, why not you? I don't have any problem with this.
I do have a problem with it because why not you? Because it's not your turn. Now, I do understand that it's not as bad as, like stealing it or something.
Yeah.
But I would have less of a problem with it if you took, like, say, your mom down there and said, "Hey, my mom, you know, she's 65. You're going to throw that away. Can you just, you know, put it in her arm, not yours?" This Hannah gal was 34 years old.
I understand that, but again, someone needs to explain to me why it's better to have it thrown in the trash than have someone else, at least
they continue to spread the immunity.
Well, nobody can explain that. What they need to do is they need to have a reserve list of people.
Yes.
That are waiting.
They call up and are like, "Hey."
Yes. We may not get to you today, but if you are there at a certain time and we do have vaccines left over that we didn't get to, shoot somebody up with, then we'll put it in your arm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what they need to do.
But I don't think that this is a problem. Now, someone, and I don't know if this is true or not. Actually, there was two people that said this yesterday because we were talking about some of the vaccine sites and we were kind of joking, like, you can just walk up there and be like, it's my turn. And they were saying that it was just a series of questions and it wasn't like producing ID or anything. It was just a series of questions. So I'm sure there are people, if it is that laxed, I'm sure there are people that are going to try to cut the line. And we're already seeing rich people and people like that that are, politicians that are jumping to the front of the line here.
Rich people are finding, there was a guy in here who said he had a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
But in his particular state, I think he lived in Louisiana, he was not allowed to get the vaccine. So he just flew to Texas,
yeah,
and they allowed it, and they got him in. So rich people are finding ways to just fly to where they can get in. Yeah. That's another way that they're getting around it.
Man, and you're telling me that rich guys aren't just, floating a couple bills to, I don't know, the right person. Rich people will always get things before. Rich people and celebrities will always get things before anyone else. It's like when the PlayStation 5s, like, no one could get one. And then you see, Kanye West has, nine of them. He's like, yeah. You're like, yeah. Pays to be Kanye West. That's just kind of the way the world works.
And I guess other people are finding that there are major loopholes in the vaccine websites. Like, one guy, so it says only frontline healthcare workers, first responders, or people over the age of 70 in this guy's state of Indiana are eligible.
Yeah.
But according to a state website, these first responders can also include volunteers. So this 39-year-old went on there. He didn't give his name and he just checked the box volunteer. He showed up for his shot. The clinic never asked him to prove his eligibility. He just got the shot.
And that's what people were saying here locally, is that you just show up and you just have to answer a couple questions and no one checks you on it. You're just like, yep. All right, give it to me.
Yeah.
Look, I guess that's better than look, that's BS, but at the same time, I'd rather that than them go in the trash or, I don't know, lose them and no one knows where they're at. I mean, it amazes me that after a year, we can't figure this out a little bit better, that we didn't have a better plan.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fam.
6 and weight 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanek on 1080 The Fan.
Okay.
All right, here's John for our final bit of the week. John. Can you believe that?
Final segment. Let's mail it in. The stamp is on the envelope. Do you remember when I had that little catchphrase?
No.
Oh. Like when we first started mailing it in, because when this whole bit started, and hasn't it run its course yet? Why am I still coming on every night?
I think after this point, it's like habit. You're just like, it might as well happen.
You get to do the last segment, so these two don't have to, John.
Right. If you remember, and you probably don't because it was a long time ago, I used to just come on during the baseball season.
Yeah.
And then it morphed into, like, just come on every day. And so then we weren't building momentum anymore, so that's when the Mailing It In title was given to us. And like one of the listeners texted in, like, you should, like, stamps on the envelope. That should be, like, your catchphrase. So, like, for the first year, at the end of every segment, I would say stamps on the envelope. It was a little catchphrase. You guys don't remember that?
Oh, I remember it.
I don't.
Yeah. Rob's choosing not to. He's blocked it out. I think he's just doing it to get under your skin. But I do remember it, yes.
Oh, why'd you stop?
I'm not proud of it. I'm not saying it should come back, nor am I saying it was a good thing. I'm simply reminding you that at one point that was my little catchphrase. It was stamps on the envelope, which is kind of silly, but that's what we did for that.
Have you considered doing tally ho at the end of the shows instead of only when you're filling in?
No, tally ho is a direct response to what it do. So I kind of like it only makes sense in the neighborhood of what it do. So without it, at the end of the show, I think people would be like, what is this idiot doing?
Well, stamps on the envelope sounds a little forced to me.
Yeah, it's trying to be clever. You're trying and quite to do frankly, like you're doing bits.
You're doing bit, right. It's like, cool, yeah, John, I'm on the radio, got a catchphrase.
Well,
cool.
Like I said, it didn't last long. I think it was like, I don't even know if it made it a year, but like it was a thing for like that first little bit. So I'm not, like I said, not proud of it. I'm not saying it should come back. Right. I'm just reminiscing with you guys.
Well, maybe you look into a new catchphrase to close it all out. You know,
let's get you a cool one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really feel like I'm a catchphrase. I kind of like just saying see you guys later.
Well, then that's
is that what you say? Because I don't
that's
think
proof
you,
that
I don't
it's
think,
forced.
I don't think you say see you later. I don't think you do that.
I do. I say, all right, see you guys.
Yeah, I like that. That's better.
Yeah, that's what I say at the end of everything. Usually the music's playing and Rob gets in a hurry and has to go. And then I give it a, all right, see you guys. And then sometimes I hear the, we love your body, Larry. And sometimes you cut me off before I can hear that.
Right. So you just never know what I'm going to do. So unpredictable.
Yeah, I never know. Rob's the wild card.
Wild card. All right, well. We got two more minutes, if you got anything else.
Okay, let me ask you this question. This is from dinner tonight. So we had waffles tonight for dinner.
Love waffles.
Right? Now, my wife makes really good waffles. And so I come upstairs tonight for the waffles, and I find that for some reason, out of the blue, she's made pumpkin waffles.
Mm.
And I'm not a big fan of pumpkin. I don't like pumpkin pie. Not a big fan of it. And so I look at the pumpkin waffles and I say exactly like this. Why'd you make pumpkin waffles? Your other ones are so good.
Nah, you're in trouble.
That's the question. I got chastised for complaining.
Yeah.
And then I got the speech like,
you can make
I worked all day and I did this and now I made dinner and it would be nice if you just came upstairs and said, thank you, dear, for making dinner instead of complaining. My argument was, I don't think that's a complaint.
Yeah, this is not a debate.
No, John.
She wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, the second you told us what you said, we all went, dude, you done stepped in it.
Look, I'm not saying necessarily that you're wrong,
right.
for feeling that way, but
shut up.
Dude, you're a wily veteran. What is that rookie BS move? It's been like 25 years and you're pulling that?
That's 7-9. Yeah.
That is
bull
7-9 BS right there, Jeff Fisher.
I wanted to know. Look, I wasn't complaining. I just
Yes, you were complaining.
You were complaining.
You wanted the regular waffles.
What you should have done, John, is you should have eaten the waffles and then be like, hey, these were really good, but I really, like, after the
when
meal.
When are you making the other ones?
Yeah, be like, hey, next time, can you make me the other ones? While these were good, I like the other ones a little bit better. That's the only way to get around that. But you just went like bull in a china shop.
Yeah, I did kind of, huh? To be honest, it caught me off guard. At no point in my ascent up the stairs, excited for waffle. I could smell them. Hey, there's waffles. Let's go. At no point did I anticipate what I ran into in the kitchen. They look different.
All right.
They're a much darker color.
We got to go. Shut up.
Not good.
Love your body.
All right. See you guys.
All right. See you guys. All right. Have a good weekend.
Tally ho!
I always look at yours and I kind of chuckle at how small it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.